Track 5. Church Street. Whilst today it is the viaduct that dominates this street, Michael Jackson, author of a number of local history books, explains that in the mid-1800s, the Swan Inn was the major focus.
The Swan Inn was, for many years, the principal hostelry in the town. It's where local societies and organisations had their annual dinners and meetings and such occasions. It's where prominent people stayed overnight when they were visiting the town. It was a place with a little bit of class.
The Oyster Club, a gentleman's club, was held at the Swan. There was only one rule. If members made bets, then
the losing party had to pay for a bottle of wine and a barrel of oysters.
Typical bets included
Mr. Charles Valence bets that his men will finish building a row of houses before tomorrow.
Which was indeed accomplished, and
Mr. Aldridge bets Mr. Cupid that he can throw a rabbit the length of a cricket pitch.
The result of this bet is not known. But the Swan also served another very important purpose.
Different pubs had their own coach terminuses, we put it that way, and both passenger and goods. The Swan was a sort of premier location, also used for things like coroner's inquests and magistrates' courts for a while.
An article in the Mansfield Reporter and Sutton Times, dated Friday, November the 17th, 1899, paints a vivid picture of what it would have been like during the 1820s and 30s when daily coach services to as far afield as London and York departed from the Swan.
The contour of the house, yard and stables tell of the bustle of postboys, of the hurrying to and fro of fidgety passengers over-eager to be off, and of the harnessing and unharnessing of horses.
A date stone above the main door, which was formerly the coach entrance, suggests that some of the present structure may date from a rebuilding in 1586 after one of several fires which ravaged the timber and thatched cottages of medieval and Tudor Mansfield. Continuing down Church Street, towards the parish church of St. Peter's, the White Hart pub stands on the right. This tall building dates from 1873 and replaced the 16th century home of Dame Cecily Flogan, a local benefactress who died in 1521. It was used as an inn until it was demolished in 1872 to make way for the construction of the railway viaduct. Following the demolition of White Hart Yard, a new street was created and named White Hart Street. Reverend David Fudger of St. Peter's Church tells us of an unlikely gift bequeathed to the church.
Dame Flogan actually gave the White Hart pub when she died to St. Peter's Church. So the church had its own pub for a period of time, obviously sold it on in time, but there was a chantry, which is the part of the small chapel that was dedicated to a person who would have lived a certain kind of life. And within that chantry, the chantry priest would be asked to say a mass for Dame Flogan every year. So I suspect that that's probably my job on her birthday, to say a particular service in thanksgiving for her life.
From here, you get a great view of Mansfield's landmark viaduct, built for the Midland Railway Company in 1875. It spans the town on 15 arches of brick and stone and stands as a symbol and testament to the industrial age.
Pass under the viaduct and stop on the opposite side of the road to the post office. Whilst here, take a look at the upper floors of this fine 1920s building, and note the large ornamental columns at the side of the windows.